8:39, we're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Carey, Angel Padilla doing the production work today. Joining us now, our next guest, presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance, is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. Shimmy, my friend, how are you?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Hey, we are doing wonderful. Happy St. Patty's Day, buddy.
Yeah, same to you. Right back at you.
All right, Jerry, is it a top five holiday?
Not for me.
No?
Not for me, no. I love St. Patrick's Day, but probably not a top five. I guess if I was Irish, it might be different. But I love the day. I love the celebration, but probably not in the top five.
Yeah, and I'm with you completely. Tanner's the only top fiver so far.
Yeah. There's something about green beer. I don't know what it is, Jerry, but I
hear you.
Love some green beer.
I hear you. Yep. I'm okay with green beer myself.
I figured you. You had an acquaintance with it, Jerry.
Yeah,
but
you know, green, red, brown, whatever.
Amen to that.
Drink the rainbow.
Well, Shimmy, before we dive in and talk about the Rockies, are you following any of the March Madness here?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Who's
How about a crazy first day, huh?
Oh, goodness.
Man.
From Furman over Virginia and then Princeton. Princeton?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? Over Arizona there.
I know.
Was that the big takeaway for you yesterday was Princeton?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and this will tell you how great I am at this. I had Arizona winning the national championship. They get knocked out by a 15 seed. Come on.
Yeah, you weren't alone on that, though. There were quite a few people who had Arizona going all the way, which, yeah, it really does suck on day one when you're done.
Oh, my gosh. No kidding.
You know,
but that's typical for me. I'm used to this. Nothing new.
The early exit. He's out of
there. Exit. The old double E is always painful. That's right.
So who now, Jerry? You had Arizona, but who do you like now?
I think Houston. Kansas is, you know, they're extremely talented. You know, we being UNC, had a chance to play Houston, got beat 83-36. So it's a powerful Houston team that plays incredible defense. So now that Arizona's out, I would say probably Houston would be my favorite to win it.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun wild ride these next couple of days, Jerry. We're, of course, going to miss you today up at our watch party for the March Madness up at the Eaton Country Club. But you don't have it going too bad down where you're at with the Rockies spring training. Jerry, what's your takeaway now as we're just, I mean, we're under a month away from opening day?
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I just think about that this morning. We're getting close to it. You know, I think there's some pleasant, it's always this way, I guess, in spring training, but some pleasant optimism. You know, you got some guys that are having great springs. Chris Bryant looks great. He looks healthy. That's going to be real key. Ryan McMahon swinging the bat really well. Montero looks like he's got third base to himself, and he's hitting the ball well. And, you know, the transition for McMahon to second base looks easy. So I think right now, and some pitchers throwing the ball really well. Guys that you wouldn't count on, like Austin Gomber, has looked really good. Marquez has looked well. Kyle Freeland's solid. So I think there's some optimism right now. They're looking for consistency, and they're looking for bounce-back years from some guys. But hopefully we get that come that regular season start.
Well, we have learned this is the time for optimism.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Jerry, you've talked about Montero's pop a lot. And I'm going to be honest with you. I was starting to think you were a little bit insane because we hadn't seen it. We hadn't seen the pop. And you saw it in batting practice, and this is why we have you on. He hit a ball the other night, man, that as soon as it left the bat, you're like, how far is that thing going to go?
Yeah.
You know, he's just the type of guy, when he makes solid contact, it's sounds different coming off the bat.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. He's got that Carlos Gonzalez sound coming off the bat for sure. And, you know, interesting with that guy. Number one, he's young and he's learning and he looks like he's taking a step. I think I mentioned this last week, taking a big step forward defensively. Just really looks comfortable at third base. And that comes with time in the big leagues. And I think he'll be only better. But I got a friend who scouts for the Cincinnati Reds, and he had a chance, and he goes and watches minor league players, and he said, he called me one day early in the season last year, says, you got this kid, I can't pronounce his first name, but his last name is Montero. If he comes up, you guys need to find a way to play him every day because he has got incredible potential. This is a guy that I trust. He's been scouting for 30-plus years. So, and then he came up, and you could kind of see that. So, you know, he'll take his lumps because he's young, but I think he's an exciting young player that's only going to get better.
Yeah, you know, Jerry, I think when we talked to you last week, we were talking a bit about the World Baseball Championships.
Yeah, the World Baseball Classic,
you
know,
which has been a lot of fun and so forth, except when we talked, I was wondering about, you know, how coaches feel about sending their players and letting them go there, and there was, you know, a lot of the dialogue was that, you know, it's good to see them out there competing and having that and could actually be ahead. It's just a shame what happened with Edwin Diaz, isn't it?
Really is, yeah. No, and especially the way that it happened, you know, wasn't even a game of you know, type of movement. It was celebration, which is not uncommon these days. We hear about that all the time. But you go back to many players have gotten hurt over the years celebrating. But yeah, it's just sad. And you know, I do like what the owner of the Mets said. He said, you know, it could happen to anybody at any time, whether it's baseball or not. So we get that, and we'll just pick up the pieces. So. Yeah, unfortunate for sure, and that's the risk you take when you're playing in that World Baseball Classic.
So I heard a lot of the talking heads come out after this, Jerry, and say this is ridiculous. The Mets just lost their closer, in a meaningless game, and this and that. I tend to disagree with that crap because the reason he was celebrating so hard was because it's not a meaningless game for the country that he represents. What are your thoughts on it, Jerry? Do you have a problem with MLB's top stars going and playing in this thing?
I have no problem at all, Tanner. I'm with you on that. I really am. And you know, these guys, they don't have to play. They want to play. I mean, I saw Nolan Arenado say the other day, I actually ran into him, and he was talking to the media, and he said, you know what, we won that championship in 2017. I couldn't wait to get back on the team again and play and defend our championship. Let's go. It's United States, and let's wave that flag. And he was all fired up, and I just think that's great. And for a guy like Diaz with Puerto Rico, it's probably even more that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, representing their country or the Dominican or Cuba, these guys are so proud they want to do that. That I think it's great. It's like the Olympics. Go let them play for their country, and you roll the dice a little bit. Yeah, you sure do with injuries, but you could get injured playing in your own game too, and you could get injured celebrating after a spring training game too. So I'm with you, Tanner. I have no problem with it at all.
No, I agree too. 100%.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me. And you talk about the impact. Like I think and I strongly believe that the MLB has a problem when it comes to marketing their stars. Mike Trout is, you know, a once in a lifetime type of player, right? And I was watching the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship game, and they pan over to Mike Trout, and my father, who's a casual sports fan, goes, "Who's that?" Like, that's an issue. That's an issue with the game of baseball. But then you look at it, Jerry, and you look at Shohei Ohtani playing for Japan, right? The number of viewers for that game, for a single game, was higher than any viewership for an MLB game ever. For that one baseball classic game, this is a really good way to grow the game and get some more spotlights on those key top players.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think that's sort of the idea. I think Major League Baseball is finally kind of realize that maybe this is a good thing for our game. Maybe it's a good thing for exposure for our players. Shohei Ohtani is a perfect example of that. I don't think you can find a better one. So, you know, hopefully that Major League Baseball mentality changed a little bit, comes around. I think it's starting to, and I say that because just talking to some media members, having breakfast this morning with a guy from MLB.com, so he's saying the same thing the other day. So I think they're getting there, but I think you're right. They don't do a great job of promoting their players, Major League Baseball, sometimes.
You know, it's different than other sports. I mean, baseball, when I grew up, there were superstars, and that's what drove the game.
Right.
You know, and there was other superstar players. I don't know that they have marketed their superstar players, like Tanner was saying,
100%.
As much as it was in the past. I used to be able to look at, Johnny Bench. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew Johnny Bench. You knew Pete Rose. Yeah. You know, you knew a lot of players. Reggie Jackson, Aaron, you know, Hank Aaron, all these guys stood out. And now, these days, and I don't know what it is, but if it's just not pushing those names out there, we've reached a point where, you know, like in hockey. Yeah. Hockey is a game that the game itself gets pushed. The players themselves are great, but they're never household names.
Right. And here's a question for both of you guys, because you guys grew up in the heyday of baseball cards.
Oh,
and I mean, it sounds so simple to say, but baseball cards aren't the trading thing that they once were. Does that have any impact on it, Jerry? Is it as simple as that?
I think there's probably that's a factor. I wouldn't say in my mind anyway it's a big factor, but I'll tell you what, I love those baseball cards growing up. I had a whole box of them, and I kind of miss that. And I try to get my son interested, and he's like, well, if I can find a Mike Trout card that's worth $2,000, yeah, I'll do that.
And I was going to say, Jerry, don't you think collectors have killed that?
Yeah, for sure.
I do.
Yeah. I think so, too.
No question about it, yeah.
But
you know, you're talking about, you know, baseball and not promoting its star players. The game itself kind of lends to that a little bit, I think. Let's say basketball. If you have LeBron James or Michael Jordan on your team, you're going to be great because you have that one star player. Mm. But look at the two guys we mentioned this morning, Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani, playing for the same team, yet that team hasn't been very good. It just goes to show, even though you have a superstar or two, doesn't mean it's going to translate into success, unlike basketball and certainly football if you have that great quarterback. So I think that's what has held Major League Baseball back a little bit is, yeah, we've got star players, but they don't always win. That doesn't always translate.
That's a great point. And to your point, I do think they are getting better at it. I think back to the All-Star game last year. I loved having the mic'd up pitchers on that. Even there was an ad campaign.
Well,
and
Dairy Queen did a campaign with Bryce Harper.
And Tim Anderson, the shortstop for the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Those are the things. Like, get those guys out there more and more. We're visiting with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies here this morning, presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Jerry, what do you got going on Amazing Americans, my friend?
Amy Van Dyken.
Oh, man.
That's all I got to say, right?
Yeah, that really is.
Yeah. She's my guest, and you guys know the story. Maybe the greatest female swimmer of all time, or at least right up there in the top three, and had that ATV accident in 2013 or 14, and in a wheelchair now, but I can tell you this, it has not slowed her down one bit. She's still the crazy, energetic athlete that she always is, and she tells her story this weekend.
Now, make sure you check it out.
Yeah, you definitely have to check that out because she was so inspirational and continues even more so now. The amount of people that she got lit, you know, when she was, in the Olympics, but what she's been doing to help people since is just absolutely amazing.
Yep, absolutely. She's an inspiration to me, I tell you. You'd never know she was in this accident because she's living the same kind of life she did beforehand.
Yeah, that's incredible, and that's what you do on Amazing Americans, amazingamericans.org. Of course, it will play this weekend here on KFKA as well. For the full schedule, visit 1310kfka.com. Jerry, are you ready for the opening day to get here, man? You got your vocal pipes all warmed up, ready to go?
I think I am. Not that I'm, in that kind of form yet, but I feel like I am. You might differ.
No, you sound great, man. You sound great from what I've heard.
I think back last year when I didn't have any spring training reps at all. I started the opening day, so if I can do that, I should be able to do it with 13 or 15 spring training games. But no, I'm ready. We haven't done a broadcast in a week, and I miss that. We're going to start picking those back up next week, but I miss not being in the booth and doing games, and I'm excited about the regular season starting for sure.
Well, if you need any tips in how to get your voice in the right shape, Rod Stewart has always said when he's getting ready to go on tour, he makes sure that he fortifies himself with white wine.
White wine? Okay.
Yes.
So, all right. All right.
Just letting you know, a little pregame ritual if you need if you need to get you to do it the way Rod did.
Well, what somebody told me one time is to get ready for a game, I should gargle with Santa Flush. I didn't really know what he was getting at.
Yeah, but that wasn't very nice of Jack.
No.
Goodness. Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, love you, my friend. Thanks so much for jumping on this morning.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later, Jerry.
Jerry Schimmel, one of the good ones there. 8:53 the time. Let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick.